The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. This is going to be a fun one. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I want to open this up with a buyer beware. Two, three years ago, I was taking stock of the situation. I was like, I have some very nice guns here. I need to put these guns somewhere that nobody can break into this house and take run away with these guns. So I went out and bought my first gun safe. Now, for me, there are gun safes that are really, truly safes that would take a skilled safecracker to get into. And then there's the stuff you find at Costco and Tractor Supply. And I went to Tractor Supply. I bought a Winchester. It doesn't even have a model name on it. It's just got a guy on a horse. Thing's about 2.5 years old. The only thing on it that has to work all the time that is electronic is the touch pad. Well, the touch pad has ceased functioning correctly. I can get my guns out of it. Sometimes. They sent me another touchpad as if I'm a safe mechanic or a locksmith and I can pull the door apart, which, you know, I got to take the back of the door off and all that. I'm not complaining that I don't know how to do it. I just think that for the amount of money I spent, the one piece of electronics on it would continue to function as long as I keep a good battery in it. We'll see how the feedback goes on that. There's probably a few people out there thinking, oh, Bill, you're an idiot because you can't fix a safe. Well, maybe I am and maybe I'm not. But I do think that I think I spent $800 on this. I think for $800, it's still under warranty. Go figure. And so they sent me another touchpad, which I know I can't mail the safe back to them. And I guess I should be happy that they sent me the touchpad because I don't know how much the touchpad cost, but I can't find anybody that I know that's ever had to replace one of these things yet. If you have a Winchester safe and you're listening to this podcast, please email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com and let's talk about how to replace this stupid touchpad because one day I'm going to come in here. The only gun I don't keep in my gun safe is the gun I'm carrying on me. So everything else I've got is in there. And if I can't access my guns, I'm not going to be a happy camper. In the column that would follow up, I think the heading here on this column would be Stupid Idiots Wearing Badges. Under the orders of a supervisor in the Washington, D.C. Metro Police, a police officer unloaded his gun, walked into a room of fellow officers with loaded guns, and dry-fired the weapon at another officer's head. allegedly on orders to pretend to be an active shooter in what was apparently an unauthorized training exercise. A sergeant with the MPD allegedly ordered the officer to dry fire his weapon at the other police officers, who had no idea what was going on. There were roughly 10 to 20 cops gathered in the room for roll call with fully loaded pistols at the 1st District Station in Southwest D.C. Do you understand what that means? First of all, were that to happen, if I were in a room of friends and another friend came in there and dry-fired his gun at somebody to check on our awareness or something, probably going to end up killing him. Not because I'm going to be angry at him for doing something stupid, but because how many times do I need to let, if somebody is doing that, how many lucky moments do I need to expend before I decide I got to do something about this? Katie Myers, a former police officer and firearms instructor, told NBC Washington that the officer is lucky to be alive. If you're going to go into a room with armed people for a training exercise, to me that's a recipe for disaster. The only time you ever point a firearm at something is when you're willing to destroy that something. Believe it or not, the use of real guns in police training exercises is strictly forbidden. The sergeant who ordered the active shooter fake out allegedly said it was intended as an exercise in situational awareness. The officers involved are not facing penalties for their actions yet, pending an internal investigation of the incident by the MPD. Police Chief Kathy Lanier, gun grabber extraordinaire that she is, badge with a skirt, says, I can tell you there are about 7 different versions of the incident that are out there. I'm not sure which or how many of those that you've heard, but I prefer to wait until I see some facts and some direct statements of what happened before I make a judgment. Shouldn't you be concerned about that no matter, you know? If there's a version out there that says the supervisory sergeant said, unload your gun and go in there and dry fire at somebody's head, and let's see how situationally aware they are. If there's 2 or 3 versions that sort of sound like that, shouldn't you be sort of up in arms about that? This happened on Saturday. Many agree fellow officers could have easily pulled their loaded weapons and fired because they didn't know it was a training drill. According to sources who spoke with WSA 9, at least one officer in the room did draw his weapon. No one was injured in the bizarre incident. However, one officer is on medical leave due to stress. And the sergeant involved is reportedly a 30-year veteran of the police force. Let him retire. Let him retire. I disregarded the 4 rules one time, and I had disastrous results. To have a police officer who is in charge of other police officers, a sergeant, to have him say, unload your weapon and go in there and take this real gun and dry fire it at somebody's head is a violation of Rule 1. It is a violation of Rule 2. And probably 3 and 4 as well. Although he didn't have any live ammo to be worried about going too far, your backdrop or any of that other stuff. So I'll tell you the thing that bothers me the most about this. It's not that the sergeant said, unload your weapon and go in there and dry fire your weapon at this guy's head. It's that this cop did it. And I am not one of those guys that gets out there and believes that all the cops are going to listen to just follow orders. But this guy, whoever this Yahoo was, I don't know if he was new. I don't know if he was a rookie. I don't know if he had hero worship for this sergeant. Whatever it was, the sergeant in charge, I guess the desk sergeant or something, said, unload your weapon, pointed at a fellow officer's head and pull the trigger. And he did it. And that's troubling. That is troubling for me. I wonder, is like the police sergeant like a Jedi or something? He's doing the Jedi mind tricks? Those are not the droids you're looking for. Who knows? When we get back, signs of the next revolution. This is Lock and Load.
connection between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This part of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, coming out of the next sign of the coming revolution, Judge Barbara Bellis has refused to comply with federal law. She did this last week. There's another term for that. That's called breaking the law. She should be compelled to throw out this frivolous lawsuit filed by a small group of Sandy Hook families who are trying to make selling the most popular rifle sold in the United States illegal. But she's now set a trial date for the Liefeld suit. Yesterday, she set a trial date of April 3rd, 2018, for a lawsuit against the manufacturer, distributor, and dealer who supplied the Bushmaster XM-15-E2S used in the 2012 massacre in Newtown. In the meantime, the plaintiffs, who include the families of nine people murdered at the school, plus a survivor of the attack, can proceed with discovery. It's not exactly clear what they hope to find, since the case hinges not on facts, but on the way they're spun. The plaintiffs argue that selling the Bushmaster XM-15-E2S and other AR-15-style rifles to the general public qualifies as negligent entrustment because such assault weapons have no legitimate civilian purpose. Reality, however, disagrees. Citizen demand, in particular for an AR-15 pattern rifle, is especially high in recent years, and it's for the most practical of reasons. They're very modular in nature. They're like a set of Legos. Depending on the needs of what you want, you can set it up in a wide range of configurations to do a bunch of different things. AR-15 style rifles are common among competition shooters, using iron sights or optics, depending on the kind of competition they're involved in. Scoping one can turn it into something called a designated marksmanship rifle. Put a heavy barrel on it for medium to long range shooting or small game hunting. AR-15 variants are increasingly common in medium and large game hunting as well, as long as and long range target shooting, like the Nemo Arms Omen and 300 Winchester Magnum. That's capable of long range target shooting. Or the 6.8 AR-15, designed for deer and other medium-sized North American game. They are also commonly used as self-defense, home defense firearms, and many professional firearms instructors and coaches recommend the AR-15 because it offers low recoil, a standard capacity 20 or 30-round magazine, unless you're in California with a K, and it can be used with rounds that fragment more readily and pose less of a risk of over-penetration compared to most common defensive pistol and shotgun cartridges. It's also well known, of course, as the modern musket, particularly well suited above all other firearms for the purpose of contemporary militia use. When the founding fathers spoke of a well-regulated militia, they did not mean regulations as in restrictions. They clearly used the then common term well-regulated to mean something in a state of proper working order. In the late 20th century, in the early 21st century, no other firearm better helps the modern unorganized militia, which is literally everyone not currently serving who could be drafted to serve or volunteer in the military or militia service, than the AR-15. Being as modular as they are, there's a great degree of parts commonality with real assault rifles, the military M4 carbines and M16s. They can select between one shot. The entire upper, I think, is just about interchangeable that way. Same magazines work, same ammo. There's somewhere in the low end of 5 million and probably closer to 10 million on the high end of these in civilian hands. More than doubles the number of those belonging. Yet 5 million, it doubles the number of those belonging to the U.S. government in the military and in federal law enforcement. And that is perhaps the real reason entities such as the Democratic Party and their allies in the mainstream media are so intent on targeting them with bans and restrictions, even though rifles of all kinds have been used in less than 300 homicides a year, a number that declines steadily. In a nation of 320 million people. So, reality and honesty and facts have nothing to do with this lawsuit. If it did, it would be over right now. It would have been tossed out. If it proceeds, if Judge Bellis oversees a court where she says, yep, I agree with you, I find for the plaintiffs, that's not the end of it, of course. It will have to go to a court of appeals. And then this might be the beginnings of the standoff where the Supreme Court, which by 2018 there will be another Supreme Court justice in there, probably, I don't know, probably two or three more for all I know. And guess what? Something that should never have been put into their purview, something that should never have been questioned in the first place, will be thrown. It'll be a toss-up then. It'll be a toss-up then. If reality, honesty, and facts had anything to do with this, Judge Bellis would recognize that many obvious falsehoods made in this absurd case, which is replete with spin and hyperbole, and appears to be intentional deception or ignorance verging on gross incompetence, which is, that sort of describes Clinton to me. But in this particular case, it's by the lawyers bringing the case. Judge Bellis doesn't seem to care. The concern here is that if she cares so little for law, facts, and reason, this activist judge might find a way to ensure that Bushmaster and Remington will be found guilty, opening the door to sue any manufacturer of any firearm for any reason, destroying the firearms manufacturing industry in the United States, and rendering the Second Amendment moot. That's if we go quietly into the good night, of course. Which is not something I expect to happen at all. I would not expect that to be the case at all. Judge Bellis could also be, quite honestly, the beginning of the end for them. If this is where it goes, this is how it is. This could be one of these touch-offs, one of these kick-offs. Since it's in Connecticut, perhaps the governor will proceed with trying to confiscate them, and then the first shots would be fired there. We'll see. We'll see what comes of it. Because we're going to have to watch this. And, you know, we're going to have to watch this. When we get back, we're going to take some of the things they're saying about the Republicans, and we're going to say them about the Democrats and see how that plays. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm going to do something called mirroring here for you, okay? Now, this is not actually something that I'm saying. Because while I will sit out there and say, well, you know, I feel like there's a revolution coming, at the same time, I'm not crazy, okay? I do not seek combat. But I'm going to mirror. I'm going to superimpose, if you will. I dislike Hillary Clinton's stance on immigration. I feel that she is disrespecting my deeply held, if shallow, and inherently self-destructive personal beliefs. Further, it is my opinion that she holds nonsensical policy positions, even though I lack the intellectual coherence, vocabulary, or education to express why her positions are wrong. So I'm just going to use my public soapbox to suggest to my followers that assassinating her is a socially acceptable response to her holding different political viewpoints. Until that murder can be accomplished using violence to threaten her followers at political rallies is something else I gleefully advocate. This is called mirroring. These are some basic arguments that were made by a pair of gang members at the Coachella Music Festival, with Donald Trump and his fans being the targets of. They were saying this about Donald Trump and the people that follow him, not Hillary Clinton. I just took their words, used the same words,
Not genuine there, Ben? He didn't want to talk about anything I was talking about? He got taken off the $20 bill. I'm killed. As long as my $20 will still buy $20 worth of Starbucks, I'm good to go. Good to go. All right. Anyway, so all I've done is mirror and use Hillary Clinton's name where they've been using Donald Trump's name. Now, several popular culture outlets seem all but gleeful in that very real call to use violence as a form of political expression. Billboard's Adele Platten all but gushed over this advocacy for domestic terrorism. The thing that worries me about this is that I don't trust myself, okay? Believe me, on your dime, a long time ago, I learned how to be violent. I know how to be violent. And there's a lot of people like me out there that look at people that say, I think violence is what we should do to somebody for not thinking what we think. And it makes my, it just makes my head spin. It makes my skin crawl. Because these are people that don't know what they're talking about. Violence is something you use as a last resort. It is not a societal panacea to try to change somebody's mind. MTV's Adam Fleischer is equally stoked to champion the use of political assassination and mob intimidation. Racketeering is great if it brings a diverse coalition of people together. It's also quite pathetic, but the progressive left is clearly advocating the use of political violence to solve our ideological differences. The only problem is that's going to only work in certain places. That will work in New York. It will work in D.C. It will work in all the gun-free zones. However, if they get, I mean, if I'm in a political rally and somebody starts slugging me just because I'm standing there, first thing I'm going to say is, hold on a minute. I've had open-heart surgery. I got a big divot in my chest. Disparity of force. You're going to die. And then I'm going to take care of them. This may be the two wrap-ups. Our politics continue to spiral downhill, and the devolution is largely cheered by the left. Coachella is a music festival held annually at the Empire Polo Club in Indio, California. I don't know that much about it. I've never heard of it. The only reason I've ever heard of it is because apparently a lot of young starlets go there and parade around not fully dressed. And then they publish the pictures of them. It's scandalous, but look. Johnny Manziel is there from the Cleveland Browns. All of the various Kardashians and Jenners have been spotted among the wild. And there's a rapper known as YG who performed to the ecstatic cheers of 20,000 a song called F. Donald Trump. The lyrics suggest, among other things, that Trump should be murdered. And, you know, using all of the popular, colorful vernacular in today's hip-hop music, it proceeds to give me a sample of the lyrics. I'm not going to read them to you. Powerline blogger John Hinderaker goes on to note that if a country music singer at a festival advocated the same sort of violence toward Democrats, sort of like the mirroring I did earlier, that the mainstream media would lose their ever-living minds. Every outraged network would lead with a video if a country music singer wrote a song advocating the murder of the leading Democrat candidate, along with violent attacks by criminal gangs against specific Democratic rallies. You know, I don't think we should use gangs. I don't. These young fellas are far too misunderstood. They've already got, you know, they're having a rough time. They are the victims of liberalism far too often. You know, the breakdown of the family or anything else. Instead of using the gangs, let's use the veterans. Let's use the people that know what violence really is. Not intimidation violence, not turf violence, but out and out extinction violence. Genocidal violence. If you want violence, and we meet you halfway, what are you going to say to that? Do you think they would go ahead and champion that country music artist or that rap artist or that actor or whoever it was? What they do is try to have the festival shut down and banned from ever being held again. It would not be a safe space. The microaggressions would be rampant. Newspapers would issue front page denunciations of the violent call to action and would no doubt find a way to blame the toxic discourse of the Republican Party. They would also pin the blame on the NRA. The Southern Poverty Law Center would determine that anyone within 200 square miles of the concert who owned cowboy boots was part of a hate group. And, you know, despite what I led with, despite what I said at the beginning, no one is advocating violence against Democrat frontrunner Hillary Clinton or a competitor, Mr. Sanders. I'm advocating prison for Mrs. Clinton because she's guilty of espionage. She is despicable. She should be going to jail. She should be going to Leavenworth is where she should be going. But those threats right now, those threats of killing people and violence and mob intimidation, those are only being issued by Democrats and cheered by other Democrats. Members of street gangs engaged in the illegal narcotics trade are not being celebrated at the CMT website for advocating political violence. They are at MTV and Billboard. The authoritarian left needs to get its house in order and step back from their increasing threats to use violence towards political ends because they may reach out and they may find somebody that knows how to do it better than they do. And they may have their collective heads put on a plate and handed back to them. They need to rein in the thug culture before it irreparably damages the discourse in the country. And we decide to change and meet them hand to hand. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. An article published in the Chronicle of Higher Education features a professor stating that she doesn't want to write letters of recommendation for students who are gun enthusiasts. The column, published anonymously by a woman using the pseudonym Myrtle Lynn Payne, describes her long-lasting phobia of guns and how it poisoned her relationship with a student she calls Sarah. Payne says Sarah was a hard-working student with some potential, but alas, she was also a gun enthusiast. I took on the first day during a sharing activity we typically do at the beginning of my science lecture courses. She shared that the most notable experience of her winter break was a visit to a gun range where she had fired an AK-47. I gave the usual very good moving on response, but was thinking, whoa, that's disturbing. She shot a gun. Later, Payne was disturbed when she overheard Sarah discussing her plans to obtain a concealed carry permit in the near future. Payne says, I hadn't known we had such permits in our state, but apparently we do. Unaware that concealed carry permits exist in every U.S. state, though Illinois only legalized them in 2013. All of this came to a head when Sarah asked Payne to write a recommendation for her to apply to a teacher certification program. She initially says yes, but says she began to reconsider after the Umpqua Community College shooting in Oregon, which killed 10 people and wounded several more. Now she is in a bind, Miss Payne. With her desire to support students clashing with her general hatred of guns. Of Sarah, she says she seems to be a good kid, Sarah, and I don't know what she really thinks of gun advocacy and political failures that have cost all of these lives and our sense of safety as educators. I don't know what she does on the weekends. I also don't know if she understands emotions or what real rage feels like. Seems to me that no person who has truly experienced the full impact of their own emotions would ever go near a gun. I don't know what you're talking about, lady. I don't know what you're talking about. I would love to find out how you feel about heart disease or cancer or in-ground swimming pools or using tobacco. I would love to know how you feel about a bunch of things.
because everything I'm mentioning, car accidents, poisonings, being struck by lightning, falling into a 5-gallon drum of sour cream, all of these things kill more people than guns. All of those other things are accidents. Accidents. Of the gun deaths that happen in the United States, 2/3 of them are suicide. How do you intend, I mean, do you blame Sarah for the suicides? Do you blame Sarah for, I mean, okay, here's somebody who is in touch with emotion, may know rage, and they decide to kill themselves. And some of that, nearly as many of them use guns as don't. So, those people know what it's like. But, I mean, do you blame Sarah for that? Do you blame Sarah for the gangbanging? Do you blame Sarah for this Umpqua college guy that got out there and, you know, he's in a gun-free zone? Umpqua was a gun-free zone. And the one guy with a gun, they held back. So why are you blaming, why are you superimposing all of this on Sarah? Because Sarah has done nothing. She has done nothing. Sarah has more of a chance to die in a car. She has more of a chance to die from cancer or from heart disease. You got between 120 and 180,000 people dying from medical misadventure. Is that Sarah's fault? Are you concerned about that as much as you are about Sarah? Should you be concerned about that? I am concerned about it. There's 2.5 million non-natural deaths in the United States per year. I've been touched by one of them, and I was lucky enough to survive. But I mean, it's heart disease has become an industry. And nobody does anything about heart disease. Nobody really, I mean, people, you know, as much as I tried to educate, I tried to talk to one of my old friends about this. And I was like, man, you got to give up cigarettes. And he was like, no, I guess I'll just have the heart attack. And he said that so nonchalantly that if I'd been in front of him, if we'd not been on the phone, I would have grabbed him by the shirt. And I would have pulled him in front of my face. And I would have said, let me tell you something, man. I was looking at this big industrial light that was in the operating room. And I was thinking to myself, I don't know if I'm going to wake up or if this is going to be the last thing I see on this earth. This isn't something casual. I wonder if Miss Payne feels that same sort of compassion to things that we could really do something about. You want to do something about gangbang crime, then you're going to have to let the black family reconstitute itself. Because half of the murder victims are black and half of the murderers are black. And that's gangbanging. And it's happening in liberal bastions right now, right where you'd feel at home, Ms. Payne. Ms. Payne says she is deciding not just between writing the letter or giving a reason no, but also considered ignoring Sarah entirely. She also expresses fear for her physical safety, worrying that if she vocally refuses to write a recommendation for a gun-toting student, she may end up on some sort of list. This kind of fear, this kind of irrational, hoplophobic fear, disgusts me. There's no reason for it. What if Sarah had said, well, I took up knitting over the weekend? Now, Sarah could knit. I mean, my wife is a knitter, so I know a little bit about yarn. And Sarah could knit a garrote. Knitting needles have points. A weapon is only anything in your house can be a weapon based upon your imagination and your capability of getting it into play. What if Sarah had taken up, I don't know, reading or horseback riding or Krav Maga? Is Krav Maga okay? It's hand to hand. There's no weapons involved. You do beat people to death with it, but it's Krav Maga. What is she doing rendering judgment on somebody? Isn't an educator's job to make a call based upon correct, incorrect, ask a question, know what the correct answer is, look at the answer given, look at this and say, this is correct or this is incorrect, and then pass out a grade to judge the work in front of them? Is that not what an educator's job is? Because it certainly seems like we're doing more here than this. But she's afraid of Sarah because Sarah may have a gun. Now, Sarah hasn't threatened her. She does not indicate that she's been threatened. She does not indicate that she's even had a disagreement with Sarah. She's just concerned that if she says, well, Sarah, no, I'm not going to write you a recommendation for the teacher's program because you see you like guns. That's her only reason to know that she has to answer. So, knowing that, which is not a reason at all. See, the problem with this type of education, or with all of the things that are out there right now, when I was talking about mirroring with Hillary and, you know, all these people that are advocating violence, there's a whole bunch of not understanding what's really going on. Somebody that's really been involved in violence doesn't want to be involved in violence. I'm not talking about, I'm talking about life and death fighting. That kind of violence. Combat violence. Getting in there and wanting to mix it up with a bunch of people. You know, veterans, they don't want to talk too much about this. I support veterans and I support, I support this, I support, but I don't support what they do. Or I don't support what they carry. That's not supporting. That's lip service. And the only problem is you've got a big block of adults in the United States that outnumber you. And they outnumber Ms. Payne as well, because the fastest growing segment of gun owners in the United States today are young women. Sarah's just trendy. That's all there is to it. Her fear is irrational. Coming up next, it's Wednesday night. So we're going to go with the world according to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. Then coming up third hour, we're going to have John McPhee, the sheriff of Baghdad. That's all coming up next. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot,
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time.
S3FSolutions.com.
In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.